I want you to get together.
Hello, everyone. Today's video is probably therapy for me more than anything. It's my way of kind of getting off my chest on a Tuesday morning, kind of things that have been haunting me and bothering me and affecting me about the state of the way things are today. You know how it is when you're a conspiracy theorist. This is just an average Tuesday, you know. But I am here now, kind of with a heavy heart. It's probably a good way to describe it. Because there's an epidemic of our generation, of the age. Maybe predominantly with younger generations more so than older generations. I'm not totally sure if that's true or not, if I'm just talking absolute bullshit. But I feel like my generation, the millennials, maybe, especially younger generations, and maybe some Gen X as well, who are perhaps more exposed to social media than older generations, who are just looking in places older generations are not on the internet, you know, just simply through ignorance of the means to get to these places or see these things or completely different algorithms showcasing different things, you know, on different platforms. But I have basically, in the last 24 hours, I have seen a young boy and his father being shot by a shotgun by a Mexican cartel gang as the father tries to defend this young 5-year-old boy. I have seen a Russian soldier forced to the ground due to an explosion of a drone right next to him, and then a second drone dropping 2 bombs onto him as he lays there, seeing his bottom half be ripped apart as his leg flies up above his own head and he slowly just dies. I've seen a young boy being mauled by a dog and having his leg torn apart. And I've seen what looks to be an Israeli man in the middle of the desert run up to a Palestinian flag, leaving his wife in the car, and in anger kicking over the flag and having his entire top half eviscerated by a bomb that was booby-trapped to the flag. I have seen so much death in the past 24 hours just because social media has it freely on there, and these videos are getting shared on platforms, mainly X, but even Instagram. And it's comes out of nowhere every time. Like, I'm not expecting that to happen, you know. I'm not looking for these videos. I'm not looking to witness so much viscera being blasted all over my screen, you know, and raw moments of pain and misery and fear and death and gore. I'm not looking for these things, but they just keep end up being shown to me or on my screen in a split second just by simply the virtue of scrolling through something like X or Instagram. And seeing these horrors of man-made proportion, you know, so not horrors beyond all human comprehension. These are horrors well within the bounds of human comprehension, you know, which are far worse in many, many respects. And that's just been the past 24 hours. This has been going on for like 2-3 years at least that I've noticed, where open death and torture and misery and pain and gruesomeness is now just openly shared publicly on these platforms for everyone to see, and the reactions are very telling. Nobody cares. And this is the epidemic I'm trying to get to. It's an epidemic of desensitization. Nobody bats an eyelid anymore at seeing these type of things. And I think this is predominantly a younger generation issue. I'm not even sure if older generations are seeing these things on their feeds. But we are thoroughly desensitized to death. And I'm only saying this because I watched these things and I didn't feel anything. And that scared me. It scared me that I was so desensitized to gore and death that seeing it didn't affect me as much as it probably would have when I was a child. Now, I remember being a child, vaguely. It's a bit of a blur, you know. A lot of it seems to be missing in chunks, but I remember the moments I do remember were moments of fear, the moments where I was scared of something. Those memories kind of stick with you. They have a habit of sticking with you, you know. And I remember watching in an arcade my father play House of the Dead. And if you've ever seen the game House of the Dead, by today's standards, it's a very low graphic polygon zombie shooter game you get in arcades where you have a light gun, you know, a gun that you have to aim at the screen and shoot zombies as they come towards you as you go through this haunted house. And I remember seeing like the chunks fly off these cuboid rhombus prisms, you know, that we call zombies, and being absolutely terrified at the image I'm looking at, like mortified to the point where I was having nightmares about being in this mansion being chased by monsters. I remember, even remember the dream and seeing one of my very young friends at the time, you know, who was in, probably in preschool with me or primary school or something, stood at the side of this door next to the house and the door flying open and a huge monster just grabbing him and ripping him inside. I remember it all, like, and I remember being traumatized by it just by simply seeing a little bit of like fictional gore, you know, that stuck with me as a kid. Like, that was scary, you know. I remember having dreams of, as a child, you know, of trying to make sense and understand, like, what is inside a human body? Because you don't conceptualize these things as a kid, you know. And I imagined it, I thought it was something like a Russian doll situation, I think. You know, there's just layers upon layers of nothing really there, you know. And, you know, the child mind tries to rationalize these concepts, which we really shouldn't be having any business thinking about. But I remember as a child kind of being, I guess I was kind of forced to think about these things because the fiction all around me, the media, was all about death and monsters and gore, and you couldn't really escape it as a child. You ended up seeing these things, whether you liked it or not, or were looking for it or didn't want to. So it's not really much different today, I suppose. And, you know, with the early days of the internet being what it was, jump scare things were quite popular back in the day, you know, and I remember seeing, I was watching a video of something, like, I think it was like a race car or something doing something, and you're supposed to focus on it as it goes through this valley. You probably even, some of you listening may even remember this. It's like literally a car driving through like the side of a mountain on a lovely road surrounded with trees, you know, slowly with some beautiful music happening, and you watch it close. It says, watch the car closely, you know. And then right at the end, I think a face from The Exorcist comes up and screams really loud. And he just, and I remember, because I was only a young child, maybe early teens, preteen, that sent this feeling through me of shock that I have never experienced before, and fear, actual real fear, and the body's reaction to that fear. And it was kind of like it's hard to explain, but it was painful. It sent echoes through my soul, you know, and that's, again, by today's standards, very tame. It really is tame, but a child doesn't know the difference between fiction and reality when it comes to these type of things. Our nervous systems aren't wired that way. And I can tell through like a series of those early traumatizing visuals that I kind of witnessed as a kid. And that was just the surface scratching, you know. It's kind of like I said, you're bombarded with these things from a very young age, just through TV alone. As I got older, you know, and into my teens, I had like a macabre, I wouldn't call it obsession or fixation, but I was more inclined to watch horror movies, you know, and it took a lot eventually to scare me. Like, the jump scare stuff didn't work anymore. I remember enjoying the Hellraiser series quite a lot as a child. Well, not, I say a child, I'm a teenager, you know, so I'm like 15, 16, 17. So I'm actualizing a little bit, you know, but again, I probably had no business watching these type of things as a child, but they didn't bother me. The gore death aspect, like films like Saw were coming out as well, you know, and it seemed to be like the big thing, the common thing then in the early 2000s to have a lot of these gory movies, films like Final Destination as well. You know, how can we kill young teenagers in the most gruesome and ridiculous ways? Like each movie was more compounding on top of the ridiculousness of this fictional death scenario, you know, and you would, that would just be what you would watch at that age. That's just what was around or what everyone was watching. And now it's like, I don't get bothered by scary movies. Scary movies do not scare me. I can predict what's going to happen. Where it's all formulaic now, and the plots are terrible. It seems like the whole purpose of most of these scary movies today, the ones that churn out regularly, are literally just to get desensitizing imagery in front of kids and teenagers, and just get images of brutal, gory death in front of people. And then we're going to the video game realm. And, you know, I was shooting people in video games my entire life since Grand Theft Auto on PS1, you know, and going through the whole thing. And then, you know, Modern Warfare, Battlefield, all the first-person shooters that were out there, Half-Life, Bioshock, there's many games I played, and I was pretty good at a lot of the online ones, you know, Halo as well, even though it's a more of a sci-fi situation. Shooting aliens doesn't seem as bad as shooting people, but it's not the point. It's the death, the violence, the gore, the glorification of war, and the sanitization of what it means to die. Because in video games, you get to revive and come back, you know. So it kind of, the repetitive nature of this die, resurrect, die, resurrect, die, resurrect, die, resurrect, die, kill, resurrect, die, or kill, die, resurrect, kill, die, resurrect, on repeat, on repeat, on repeat, for like 8 hours a day until the early nights, then go to bed and do the same thing again, especially during the school holidays when you have nothing better to do as a teenager, you know. It's kind of that has to do damage to you. And I don't think about it, and I hadn't been thinking about it in my day-to-day life much, because, you know, I got things to do. I'm an adult, I got to work, I got to pay taxes, I've got children to look after, I've got a marriage, you know, I've got things to do, daily errands, you know, and I don't play video games anymore. I sold my consoles, and my Steam account has been left inactive for so long, most of the games I realize don't even work on a MacBook, and I don't care. It's a thing of the past. But then when I go on this social media, and where the short form content is prevalent, not YouTube, because YouTube, I think, has a very strict policy on showing guns and violence and death and things, but it seems like it's a wild west on X and Instagram, and probably Threads as well. I'm not really checked, but these short form platforms, you know, maybe probably TikTok too, but I would see a lot of death, real death, not games, not fiction. Not movies, not special effects, you know, and practical effects, but real people going through real existential horror and death and gore and evisceration, being shot, being stabbed, bleeding out, the look of fear in their eyes, seeing life drain from people's bodies, the real stuff that's actually happening, caught on camera, because everything's filmed now, because there's cameras ever, and everyone's got a camera in their pocket, and it's just out there, it's just there, you know, it's, I remember a time where I believe things like snuff movies were hard to come by, and you'd have to search the dark web, right, you know, turns out that's just not the way it is, like, you know, you could just open the app on your phone, and it'll be there, right there on your front page, and yeah, deal with it, you know. And again, I hadn't noticed or thought about anything like this much. You know, I'm in the conspiracy game for the past 10 years. You know, I'm a born-again Christian. My focuses have changed. My tastes and desires have changed, you know, and I keep focused more on God and Jesus and doing, helping each other and growing, like I said, growing a family, doing what's right as much as I can, you know, and trying to help other people and bring, lift people up. And I guess I hadn't really been thinking about my own desensitization, but I have been observing that the world is becoming more brutal and vicious, and people are becoming more selfish and idolizing themselves and worshipping false idols in others and glorifying violence and so forth. And, you know, I've been pointing out the issues in others, you know, and clearly seeing the signs. And I never stopped to think about, like, how was I affected by this? And seeing these videos and realizing I'm not fazed by it hurt me. It upset me because it made me realize, like, I'm I'm a monster like the rest of them. I don't. It doesn't get to me. And it should. The world has got to me. It's desensitized me. It stopped me from being able to feel, or at least react as I did as a child, to seeing such things. And I'm not okay with that. And I don't know how to get back to it. I don't know how to be as a child and have that perfectly reasonable and normal shock, fear, repulsion reaction to watching somebody get their entire torso turned into liquid and dust. I shouldn't be able to see these things and not have that reaction. Like, there's something wrong. And I realized, like, I'm not like a psychopath. I don't want to hurt people. It's not, and this is not what I'm saying. I'm not saying like people have suddenly all become psychopaths. And I think I'm not alone in this. I think my generation, because of the bombardment of death and misery and pain through fictional media and video games, I think my entire generation is likely like this. Which is why it's all over these platforms now, because these are the people running these places and curating these pages. And the comments show me nobody cares. Everyone's laughing about it, or, you know, win stupid, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Everyone's memeing it. Everyone's kind of just, oh, what's next? Or posting even worse videos in the chat, you know? Or it's kind of like a... Do you remember when it just used to be funny little cat memes? Do you remember Velociraptor? Do you remember when the internet was still kind of cute fun in a way, and the things people would share were relatively harmless but then had an edge to them that was humorous? It's kind of like each passing like decade or 5-year period, it's no longer enough. So they have to go darker and deeper. It's like these people who end up, you know, getting a porn addiction, and before you know it, they're watching the most craziest of things because they keep getting more and more desensitized to the thing prior, and they need more in order to have the system produce the endorphins they need to feel anything, you know, and then before you know it, they're a creepy pervert, you know, and doing the looking at the most heinous of stuff. It's the same thing with this violent situation with death. It's kind of... it's happening to everybody, and that what's being shared now is, oh, well, fictional death just isn't enough anymore. Clips from movies isn't enough. I want to see real stuff, you know? And then it's kind of that it's escalating from there. It's escalating. And this is a huge issue. Like, this is a sign or a symptom of a major sickness that has kind of taken over all of us, humanity as a whole. And look, just for posterity, just to play devil's advocate, I understand that the hearts of men has always been wicked. Humanity, people, men and women, we are sinners by nature, and we have this darkness in us and this capacity for evil within us, to sin within us. And you can make the argument, and I think it's a perfectly reasonable argument, that all this really is just... the internet has held that mirror up and made it easier to see what man has always been, what mankind is. This isn't actually new. We can just see it now. There's no hiding it behind closed doors or just not talking about it. Nope. All you've got to do is just scroll up that app for like 2 seconds and you're going to see whether you like it or not. You're going to see soldiers shooting indiscriminately into women and children. You're going to see, men just killing one another over the most stupid and pettiest of things. You're going to see animals killing children. You're going to see children watching their parents be murdered. You're going to see people being beheaded. You're going to see the worst of people just by scrolling through an app that's seemingly benign. And nothing's being done about it. It's that probably openly encouraged because it gets views, it gets reactions, it gets engagement. And that is the currency today, engagement, isn't it? And the cost to get that engagement has been getting increasingly more perverted. But because the generation who curates these things is a heavily desensitized generation, they just don't care. They don't. It's not a problem. It's like, yeah, well, so what? You know, toughen up, buttercup. This is the world we live in type of attitude. I'm not going to censor the truth just because you can't handle it. And it's kind of, yeah, watching it, it's like, we shouldn't be able to so easily handle this. Even for those, let's say, you know, like World War One, who came back shell-shocked with severe PTSD at watching people die around them in the most brutal, painful, horrible, disgusting ways as weapons of war were being tested for the first time, and machines of war, you know, and shells and bombings and gases and the rest of it, and bayonets close quarter in the mud, the trenches, barbed wire tearing people apart, you know, just the worst things to witness. Even in those times where people were put in a situation where it's fight or die, many soldiers were reported as not really shooting each other. They were shooting past each other and over each other. Because no one actually wants to kill another person. It's really, really, really hard, or at least it was, to get people back then to kill another human being. You had to really, that's why the military training is breaking them down and then building them back up into killing machines, because the base programming of a human is murder is difficult. It's tough. It's hard. For most, there's always going to be outliers to the norm, you know, exceptions to that rule, of course, and we tend to lock those people up eventually, don't we? But I'm saying usually it's hard to get people to kill one another, or at least it was. Now I'm not so sure. Now I'm not so sure. But on PTSD, I mean, if we have just been watching death at a mass scale for so long, fictional or real, through media and social media, for the past at least 4-5 decades since movie media came into its full swing, you know, and graphics got better and practical effects got better and recording equipment got better, you know. I mean, to what level does society have trauma and PTSD at witnessing death on a daily basis, if not even an hourly basis now? What psychological impact has that had on people? And are people just, is like a large portion of civilization and younger generations just walking around with extreme PTSD at witnessing death so commonly, so brazenly, so flippantly? Or is it worse than that? Is it, have we gone past the threshold of no return, the singularity of desensitization, and now it's kind of, people are over it and are not being shell-shocked from what they're witnessing anymore. It's no longer trauma-inducing to witness people be blown apart or shot or stabbed. It's not. It's just a Tuesday morning. Is that what it is now? I don't know. I don't know where we are. I don't know if half the population is just walking around with severe death-induced trauma, or if the majority of the population is so desensitized that they actually enjoy it and don't care anymore. I mean, either way, it's bad, right? There's no good within this. There's no good answer. I can see within myself that I am severely desensitized to this stuff. And it's probably in no small part of what I was exposed to growing up until this point, which I have compartmentalized, suppressed, put away to one side of my brain, internalized, you know, and moved on from, to the point now where I watch one of these videos and I realize I don't react. And it scares me. In a way, I suppose a desensitized population is a passive, apathetic population. We don't get outraged when we see these horrors performed by evil people anymore, because we are desensitized, and because we don't react, we do nothing about it to stop it. Because we don't have that visceral, gut-wrenching aversion or reaction to horrors anymore. Therefore, there's no drive or fire behind it, the fuel behind us to get up and stop it or do something about it. In a way, I can see why the powers that shouldn't be these evil people in positions of control who run these organizations who have done this to us. I can see the benefits of why they would do this if you want to control a population. If you want to get away with committing atrocities against humanity, show the people the atrocities. But show them so much, all at once, continuously, that they don't have time to focus their attention direction into stopping anything. Overwhelm them with the horrors. And this is a psychological tactic which has probably been used with the Epstein files, dropping them all at once in millions and millions of mass numbers to make it such an impossible mess of chaos and death and destruction to sift through that everybody just gives up before they even begin. It's too much. It's too much. And no one can process the evils enough, no one knows where to begin or to start to stop the horrors because it's so overwhelming and too much. And they've done that to us, haven't they? This is what they're doing. The Epstein files is not the first time. They've been doing this to us for clearly an extremely long time. They've created a docile, apathetic, traumatized population who doesn't righteously react to evil. I'm not trying to like blackpill people here. I'm not trying to bring people down. This is just, again, this is me. This is therapy for me. I'm trying to figure this out. Like, I'm trying to get to grips with this a little bit more. I don't know what the solution is necessarily. I cling to Jesus and I cling to the Father and I pray. And I pray for the strength to be able to stand up to evil when I see it and call it out and be a light in the darkness, you know, and point out the problem when it's apparent. And I feel like this is a problem that is apparent, but nobody's realized it's there. It's no one's talking about it. Because maybe they don't see the problem because they're too far gone or too far into it. I don't know. I'm trying here. I'm trying to do what I can. If anything, this really is showing what's in the hearts of men and the problem of sin. The problem of evil and mankind's own capacity for it and the need to repent and to be saved. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there. Thanks for listening. And as always, God bless.
I want you to get together.